This is Dr. Leung. Dr. Leung, I'm a neurologist. This is Dr. Neurologist. The same professional last name is Rauch. First name is Daniel. Date of visit is date of visit is April 12, 2023. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First of all, patient tells me that it was in 2015. The time of patient was in North Carolina, Pope, P-O-P-E, Air Force Base. The first time patient was in training. First time patient was in training for firing heavy machines, firing heavy weapons. And use of the explosives during training. First of all, patient tells me that those were loud explosions. The first time happened at least 10 times. The first time tells me that he has significant headaches from these weapons explosions. The first up. Next paragraph for the second episode of injury was in 2017, come on, which he fell off a bike and hit the head. The first patient tells me that it was in joint base Lewis. First up, a patient tells me that it fell off the bike and hit the back of the head. The first patient immediate blurred vision. Patient first patient had confusion. First up, these symptoms lasted for about a week and a half. The first up, the next paragraph, the third episode was 2019, come on, which he was deployed to Afghanistan. First up, a patient tells me that there was many explosions near him. First up, it tells me that every time there's explosion, come on, it affected his head. The first up, a patient felt a confusion, disorientation. First up, next paragraph, a patient tells me that he has significant headaches. The first step patient also have a confusion and disorientation occasionally. First step, the next paragraph. Patient currently is going to college right now at the college in San Mateo, M-A-T-E-L, California. First step, a patient also is a part-time reservist. First up, patient tells me that these headaches are causing him significant distraction. First up, patient's difficulty to concentrate on his work and studies. So first up, patient is not able to focus. First up, next step, MOCA examination, almost a MOCA examination is... MOCA examination is 26 out of 30. First up, patient missed one on the city. First up, patient also missed... two on delay recall. First up, a patient missed one on serial 7. First up, Next patient, last name is Guzman, G-U-Z as in zebra, M-A-N. First name is M-A-R-R-O-Q-U-I-N. Date of visit is April 11, 1977. Date of service is April 13. April 13, 2023. Next, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First, a patient tells me that in 1996, a coma patient was in airborne school. First, a patient had multiple parachute landing falls. First, a patient hit his head many times that he was as he was landing. First, a patient tells me that he hit the back of the head many times. And another accident in 1996 in which he flipped over in a motor vehicle, Humvee. First up, patient tells me that it fell into the stream because somebody fell asleep while driving. First up, next paragraph. Patient tells me that he had loss of consciousness multiple times when he was in airborne schools with the multiple landing and parachute landing falls and hit the back of the head. First up, a patient tells me doesn't remember how many times he had loss of consciousness. So first up, he tells me every time he hit his head, the common patient has severe headache, a common confusion and disorientation afterwards. So first up, patient has significant forgetfulness. So first up, patient has a difficulty thinking. First up, patient has balance difficulties. So first first of patient has anger issues. The first of patient will feel anxiety and depression. First of patient will feel frequent headaches. The first type of patient also ringing in the ears. The first type of patient tells me that has word finding difficulties. The first of patient has blurred vision. First of next to paragraph. Patient is currently working as at a manufacturing site as a the manufacturing site is for catalyst for oil refineries. The first step patient tells me that his symptoms are affecting him to do his job. The first step is patient has significant difficulty with anger issues at work. The first step is tells me that his headaches also affecting his concentration and focus at work. The first step patient also has the ring in the ears. So kind of like an affecting his concentration at work. Of course, that next step of the MoCA examination. The MoCA examination score is 25 out of 30. First step, a patient missed a 2 on attention. A first step, patient missed a 2 on delay recall. First step, patient. I'm sorry, patient missed 3 on delay recall. Patient missed 3 on delay recall first time. Next, however, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First of all, patient tells me that he had multiple falling incidents and injuries to the head, as he was in airborne school in 1996 with multiple parachute landing falls. Of course, that patient tells me that multiple times, he would land on the ground, and hit the back of the head. Of course, he had multiple loss of consciousness. Of course, every time he was out of consciousness, patient would wake up confused and disoriented, followed by severe headaches. Of course, patient currently has a significant headache. First of all, also has forgetfulness, anger issues, thinking difficulties, concentration, ringing the ears. First of all, these are all common causes of injuries for traumatic brain injury. First of all, a MoCA examination today, a patient missed 3 on a delay recall. First up, next paragraph. I think all these symptoms are related to the traumatic brain injury. First up, these all common signs and symptoms of the traumatic brain injury. So, first up, the next paragraph is marks as an education.